Well, it's been fun. Are we done?
So are you saying that you you prefer the Stella Artois, the Belgian beer, to this American beer? Is that what you guys are saying?
I'm saying that both of them is, glorified rat piss.
Is the Budweiser all gone?
Yeah, I think you drank it all.
I think you killed it. So how would you guys rank the beers that we had today?
Coors Light, number one. Bud, number one. Miller. Do you have some MGD there, too?
No.
That's number one, too. Anything American, number one.
Everything else,
keep it simple.
Number whatever.
I'll give a number one sponsorship to Coors Light for sponsoring the NHL. I'll give them that.
Well, ain't you generous.
As far as the beer that had the least amount of flavor, I'm going to have to say Coors Light had the least of everything. Budweiser had maybe the least amount of body. Most interesting beer, maybe this Cuvée de Fleur.
That'd be probably the most interesting. Definitely the most excitable beer was the Gaspar.
Gaspar got us all wet. Got us drenched with excitement.
Be a lot of cleaning up to do tomorrow.
Well,
how long have you been working against the interest of this great country?
If your song Beer is about any kind of beer at all, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. What do you say, Kyle?
I gotta go with the Budweiser.
I say Lone Star. Y'all didn't have no Lone Star here today.
We did have the Texas Ranger McKellar from the Danish brewery.
That don't count. That don't count.
I don't reckon they're from Texas, nothing.
Just because they had some fella with a cowboy hat on, they're getting all high and mighty. No offense.
You guys play out around the city from time to time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have a website where folks can go check out where you're going to play next?
Yeah, tell people go to TravisWhitelaw.com. And they pick up a copy of Sex Arcana, which you can hear in the back. I don't know, can they hear it in the background?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
10 country classics about whoring down New Mexico and rough sex with women's studies professors and all kinds of great stories.
All right, well,
pick it up today.
Kick back with a bottle of Budweiser, a can of Budweiser, a can of Coors Silver Bullet, and listen,
MGD.
In its entirety.
Yeah.
For a great experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a good soundtrack to drinking anything.
Yeah, that's dad. You got that right, buddy.
Thanks for listening to Beer Here, and be sure to check out our blog at beerhere.blogspot.com.
And also thanks to Travis and Kyle for coming on and drinking with us and sharing some explosive beer. And be sure to check out their website. They have a MySpace page, or you could just go to traviswhitelaw.com.
Next week, we are planning on talking to the brewers behind Wandering Star Brewery from Western Massachusetts.
So we hope you tune in next week.